he wasn't trying to show the official up. He was just trying to use a little bit of time for his players there. Gasso comes into the game now. Brody Lawrence had a great game, great career. Seen him pull off some good shots and win some games for the Lakers here in his career. They get the ball off the court to McBrayer. Rick gets it. Back over here, swings it around to McBrayer, back over to Fletcher. And now Gasso's going to fall, and that's going to be Gasso's fourth on the junior.
They're still hustling like crazy. There's
four.
No give up.
Nope, you won't see that, and that's a good thing. That's a sign of a program that believes in their coach and is ready to play hard for their coach right down to the last second. So Jeremy comes back next year. He's going to have some fine players to work with. And the first shot is up by Nick Fletcher. No good. Second shot's going to be on the way here. 2:36 to go here in the ball game. USA in command, 44-27. And now the second shot by Fletcher rattles home, making it 44-27. Lakers with the ball. Peter Meade gets it. He throws it back over to Volker. Swing it around to Van Tiflin. Now back over to Gasho. To Warwick for a really long three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Jake Holland. Goes right into the hands of Meade. Meade scores up for a three. No good. Rebound to Volker. Volker tries to go back up. He has it skipped away by Bortolo. Now they skip the cross all the way across to McBrayer. McBrayer gets it skipped away by Volker. And now Warwick falls before USA could get the timeout that they wanted.
Frustration. You know, they had him slowed up. I don't know if they would have got a 10 or not. It was close, but.
No, Lakers are going to lose the likes of Peter Meade, Tim Warwick, Chase Volker, Sam Van Tiflin, or Odie Lawrence. They lost a nice crew of guys here.
Yeah, they've
had some nice seasons along the way. They've always been in contention, and I'll tell you what, the players from Lakers are always very classy and very courteous is the word I was looking for there. Never had any complaints or anything. Want to pass along a district final score for you. North Huron 53, Fort Hope 24. So that ends the Fort Hope Blue Stars season, and North Huron extends theirs on to play on Friday night. They will meet up against the winner of the Akron Fairgrove-Caseville game. And when we get you that score, we'll let you know. Could be a possible rematch there as the two top teams in the NCCL North will go at it.
Right.
Warwick with the ball for Lakers. Now they get it over to Gasho for three. It rattles in and out. Van Tiflin grabs it, throws it back to Warwick for a three, but he can't get set. So he gets inside, and now he takes the short shot. No good. Gets his own rebound and throws it off of Kyle Comer.
Rebound!
Going to play a regular zone now. You know, they need to just...
Van Tiflin gets it up at the top to give it back to Warwick. Warwick takes the short shot from the free throw line, extended, makes it. And makes it 44-29 here. And we're going to get a double dribble call on Comer.
He looked guilty.
Yeah, he did. He's not even arguing that. He didn't even give you a look like, I didn't do that. Kind of rolled up on his arm for him. So. Checking into the game is Bortolo. And we got a timeout. We'll be back after we hear from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Even in high school, kids still play sports for fun. But even the best of parents sometimes take the game and the fun away from their kids by trying to coach or officiate or treating the outcome as a life or death situation. These are kids' games. These are the kids' games. Let them play. Let them learn. Let them succeed. Let them fail. But most of all, let them have fun. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Farming can be a risky business, depending on Mother Nature to deliver just the right weather, hoping for a good yield, and then worrying about market prices. Farmers have enough to deal with. That's why North Star Bank has loan programs to suit each individual farming situation and ag lending specialists. that understand farming. They follow market conditions, changes, and developments. North Star Bank offers flexible terms and fixed-rate long-term financing.
Hi, this is Jill Miller. Your spring planting finance needs start at North Star Bank. Our goal is to ensure the long-term financial health of your farm operation. I'd also like to welcome Brian Shaw to our ag lending team.
This is Brian Shaw. Visit Jill or I at North Star Bank to set up a plan that fits your needs. A successful harvest begins with spring planting. Make your appointment today.
North Star Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. Offer a credit subject to approval. Located in Bad Axe, Pigeon, Akron, and Caro.
And we're back here at Harbor Beach High School in the winding down moments. Seeing mass substitutions coming in. Chase Volker goes out to a nice round of applause. Tim Warwick goes out for a nice round of applause. Meade came out. Now in the game, we are seeing Nick Post, the sophomore. Kyle Glimmer stays in there. Kyle Bender comes in. Also coming out for Van Tiflin, the senior, is Trevor Lewis. And now checking in for the Patriots is going to be Brad Little, the senior. Coming out is Andrew Botello. USA with the ball, 106 to go. Holland hands it off to McBrayer. McBrayer throws it over to Brad Little. Brad Little skips it around to Nick Fletcher. Fletcher back at the top to McBrayer. Looking to check in here is Alex Corey.
I don't know.
Yep. And also Sean Faber waiting to check in, but time's running out for them to check in at 43 seconds. As USA is content just to play catch right now. Game force coming over and telling us we're going to have an exciting game on Friday night. And you know what? He's a classy coach, and he always has his teams ready to go for district time. You know, since they fell out of contention, that they've been looking forward to this postseason, and that's when they thrive, and they're going for the hardware and going for the run.
You know, he's the kind of guy that once they know they're out of contention, he starts the game plan, practice plan. They're working for district.
Coming in is Kyle Fletcher for USA. Also on the floor, Sean Faber, and Alex Ari is out there. They get the ball over to Trevor Lewis. Lewis goes in, tries to shoot it off the baseline. No good. Rebound control there by Sean Faber. He pushes up the court. He gets it back, and he's on the ground. And now it's pulled away there by Trevor Lewis. A nice hustle play by both guys who gets down on the floor.
Getting dirty.
And with 10 seconds to go, Lakers are going to get the ball back here. One final shot here, 44-29. And they give it over to Trevor Lewis. Lewis gives it to Bender. Bender gets it inside the Zwimmer for one final move. It's not rebound control by Fletcher. And that's going to be the ball game. 44-29. The USA Patriots move on to face Harbor Beach Pirates. And it's going to be a great matchup, I think, on Friday night. When we come back, we'll have a wrap-up. We'll take a look at Friday night's game. And...
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon,
we always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south over the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night. You'll save mucho dinero with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night, with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. All-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with salad bar, all for $8.20.
We always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Friend of the family.
And
Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
There is a special feeling of caring. It's warm feeling discovered with each page turned in your scrapbook of memories. Hi, this is Heidi, and I'm Gretchen for Hardwick Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon. Hey, scrapbookers, hang a note on your refrigerator door to remind